Oh yeah, the suspense is killing me. Waiting for one of the last four states in play to declare Sleepy Joe the winner. Half my friends want it decided. Verdict in, guilty as charged. But me, I'm in no hurry. Trump is pacing his ovoid office like an amphetamine monkey, raging, tweeting, chewing on his $500 tie. His minions are out in the hinterlands like the wicked witches flying apes, filing lawsuits, asking for recounts, asking for the counts to stop, demanding the counts continue. This is a full-on mental meltdown of a five-year-old brat. I'm surprised anyone is surprised Trump isn't going into that good night gently. He pretty much telegraphed the game plan the last few months. But I bet like the first time 4 years ago, he was shocked to be this close. And that must be a tough horse pill to swallow this time. So close, and yet so far. At first I hated the suspense of waiting for the finale. Now I'm enjoying watching the noose tighten. Georgia, who'd have thunk it? I bet Stacey Abrams is going to be offered a nice cabinet post for a reward. She deserves it. It's nice to see the Trump boys becoming the spokesman for their daddy. The nuts don't fall far from the tree. The longer this goes on, the more I'm starting to enjoy the suspense. Let him swing in the wind and feel the noose tighten every hour, every day, every ballot drop. Pig on a spit. Hear him sizzling on that grill, y'all. I say recount every state, lob 1,000 duds into the court gears. Cry me a river, let the pigs squeal to their dirty black hearts content. I'm going to savor my victory beers as long as it takes. January 20th, we get a D9 in front of the White House and drag his sorry ass out of my life. He can have his new Trump network, let Don and Eric and Don Jr. He can have his new Trump network, let Eric and Don Jr. and Barbie have a half-hour slot. But I don't have to watch anymore. My national nightmare is over. Fini, done. Ding dong, the witch is dead.